Welcome to SEN's coverage of the Olympic Games 2020. For Mate Communications, award-winning Aussie service and a bonus Tidal music subscription included on selected mobile plans. And Xero, invoicing but instantly, receipts but organised, cash flow but clearer. Try Xero free for 30 days. Search Xero, X-E-R-O.
Yes, hi everybody, I'm Matt White. Welcome to day 10 of Tokyo 2020 live on SEN. We are decked out in our sportscraft gear, the official supplier of both the Australian athletes and SEN's call team uniform. So we're looking good on day 10. I tell you who's looking good, folks, the man who's sitting right next to me. So for week two, the athletics in full swing. Who else could we have in the Olympic studio but the man who just oozes style and class, Olympic silver medalist, Commonwealth Games gold medalist John Stephenson is in the house. Welcome to you, Steffo.
Hey, Matty. Thanks for having me, brother.
You get your own little fanfare that you have.
I've made it, right?
Yeah.
I've made it, man.
I tell you when you know you've made it, when you can find a winner for our listeners, because we've got a lot of listeners out there in SEN land who don't mind a punt.
Well, you've come to the right place, man.
See, I like the way you're talking. It's funny, mate. I just didn't really picture you saying, no, don't come to me on that. I knew that you were going to come out swinging. So James Magnuson had Maggie's multi.
Right.
What are we going to do with Steffo's sure thing?
Steph Shaw bet.
There you go.
Hey, how good is that? Now, there's been some, honestly, some really, really good stuff. But I'll tell you something, man. Especially when it comes to the sprint events, I'm normally bang on point. And yesterday's 100-meter final, I lost a lot of cash. I just could not believe, like, how it sort of played out, not only from the heats into the semifinals and then into the final. It was such a hard race to predict and pick. And I honestly thought that DeGrasse was going to become the winner just because of his pedigree and how well he's gone in championships before. He's a championship runner. Usain's not there. I thought, you know what, this is him. And we obviously saw how it all played out. And Italy's got their first 100-meter champion.
A Texan-born Italian wins the 100 meters sprint. Incredible. We'll relive that in just a sec. So do you need time for Steph Shaw bet? Or
I can give it to you right now.
Fire away.
If listen, and I just want to put a little disclaimer to this. No, wait. I did preface it before saying that, you know, I battled through the 100. But this one, yeah, I think is a sure bet, and the odds are juicy.
Yep.
I'm picking Elaine Thompson-Herah to win the women's 200. I think it's $2.70 or $2.40 on Sportsbet. I don't know. I think Tabby's our one that we love here. I'd definitely... I just can't see her being beaten. I mean, 10.60 speed into a 200. Gabby Thomas is the closest rival from America. I just can't see Gabby. It's the first major championship she's running Olympic Games. Elaine's going for the double. The second time she can get the double, I can't see her losing. And those odds are juicy enough for me. I pick her to win the women's 200.
So the women's 200, Steph Shaw bet is Elaine Thomas-Herah to do the double, do the 100 and roll it into the 200. We do have an exciting Aussie in the women's 200. The 21-year-old Riley Day from Bow Desert up there in Queensland. An Olympic debut influenced by, among others, Sally Pearson. Not bad to have her in your corner.
Yes.
There's a great story about Riley. She works at a supermarket up there in Bow Desert and sort of west of the main drag in Queensland. And she works on a Sunday when she really loves working, because there's a 90-year-old man who comes in by the name of John and he's blind. And every Sunday, Riley helps John do his shopping to the point where she's memorized John's shopping list. And if he doesn't turn up, she gives him a call from the store and says, "Where are you? Are you coming in today?"
Oh, that's
Isn't
awesome.
That fantastic? A 21-year-old Olympian who loves working on a Sunday in a supermarket in Bow Desert because she can help people. She's going to have the eye of the tiger, though, on today in the 200 metres heats.
100%. I'll tell you another good story. Riley Day, actually, my first involvement with her was through Nitro Athletics.
Yep.
She was a 16-year-old young girl, and I remember I copped a lot of... I founded and created Nitro Athletics when I was working with the Federation, and... She actually ran against Usain Bolt in a mixed relay. Now we see the mixed relay as becoming a staple part of the relay program Olympic Games. And everybody said, "How can you have a girl run against a man?" And she held her own, and it became, now, like I said, it became an Olympic event. So that's my first encounter with Riley, and we see her today. Look, it's going to be... Tough for her. You know, your first Olympic Games, she's been running well all season. Her personal best puts her in the mix, similar to Rowan, puts her in the mix to, if she has her best day, she overachieves, she makes the final. But semi-final is where she should be aiming for and put all eggs in that semi-final basket, hopefully to get a final berth.
So in terms of an Aussie update, thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today on 131 806. We've got Georgia Griffith, Jessica Hull and Lyndon Hall in the heats of the women's 1500 metres. That'll be first up on the order of appearance. No Aussies in the men's long jump final, but we'll be taking a look at that. Riley Day featuring in the women's 200, and then we'll have the women's 100 metres hurdles final. Of course, Sally Pearson made that famous in our eyes with gold in London, silver in Beijing, and two world championships. We've got Aussies competing in the canoe sprint today at Sea Forest Waterway. So Jean van der Westhuizen, the 22-year-old, will be in the K1 1000. Jamie Robertson, Joe Brigden-Jones in the K2 500 for women, and Alyssa Bull and Alice Wood in the K2 500 as well. Australia to play India in the hockey quarterfinal. That is at 1 o'clock today. We've got a men's team table tennis match on at the Tokyo Metropolitan Gymnasium as well. That gets underway at 11 o'clock. We might even tap into a bit of ping pong, Steph, and see how we get through that one. So that's your Aussie update, thanks to Red Energy. But we do need to check the medal tally as we head into day 10. And the medal tally is thanks to Rebel. Sporting dreams start at Rebel. Rebelsport.com. So China lead the way, 24 gold, 51 medals in total. The USA second, 20 gold, 59 medals in total. Then it's Japan, the host nation, 17 gold and 31 medals in total. Australia, 14 gold, 3 silver, 14 bronze for 31 medals after 9 days of competition. We are fourth on the ladder ahead of the Russian Olympic Committee athletes, Great Britain, France, Korea, Italy and Netherlands. That's your top 10, thanks to Rebel. Did you ever imagine a day like yesterday, mate, where the gold just kept coming, but in such great fashion and from all points?
Oh, it's any time you can see Australia feature that high in the medal table is always awesome. And no, it does breed. It breeds our future next generation of champions, especially coming into 2032. You know, this is what you want to see. It increases funding from a Sport Australia's perspective, because that's essentially how these athletes in a federated sport make it. It's all government funded. So it's very important when we get to Olympic Games that we perform well and that we are winning medals. Unfortunately, it does come down to that. Right? We need a win to justify how much funding and spending goes into these sports.
It's interesting coming into these games. By the way, you can have your say on the temper text machine this morning, 0457 736 736. You got a question for John Stephenson? Roll it in and let us know, because I'm sure we'll find a good answer out of
you'll get the truth.
Anything coming our way. It's interesting that the AOC in particular, mate, decided against putting medal tally expectations out there for the first time. So when you were representing Australia, we had AOC coming out saying the Aussies are going to come home with XYZ medals. Well, they decided to park that this time around.
Yeah.
However, the expectation's always there in the athlete.
Oh, of course.
Always.
Right.
Do you think that's made any difference whatsoever to the success that the Australians are having, or is that just something that's now out of our psyche? We don't want to put numbers heading in.
Well, I think it's changed the narrative for the media, right? I mean, that was the benchmark or the metric the media used then to hold the Australian team accountable when it didn't all play out. So I think that was handy from a Sport Australia perspective. I don't think it changed what any Olympian's goal is, and that's to go there and win the darn thing. So, you know, and for their coaches and the sports, the more medals you can get, the better. I think, you know, as much as I'm a track and field advocate, what the swim team has done to set up week two for track and field is just absolutely amazing. They had such a weird 2012 Olympics, and then their Rio was such a letdown. To come back and bounce back like they've done here is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting with the swim team too, because it was 2008 that the last Australian female swimmer won an individual gold medal. That was Steph Rice's last. There were other winners there, but Steph Rice won the 200 IM. Then we went through London and Rio without an individual gold from the women, and here they come back with an absolute mountain of them.
They've just cleaned up.
Yeah. Did you like the mixed medley relay and the swimming?
I think anytime you can, because it just is another variant, right? You know, it's so weird when you see like when the gap is so huge and then you watch the gap shorten. And I think that's, it's, is sport is entertainment. The minute you lose that element, you lose your viewer. And we live in a world now where we're constantly in search of that with all the mediums we have with social media and internet and everything. So anytime sport can mix it up to make it more entertaining, I'm an advocate for.
So what about then, as the athletic, as the swimming stopped and the athletics started?
Well, the real Olympics starts now.
Hey. Yeah. Was there something else in between that caught your eye? Something out of the blue that you went, that's pretty cool.
I love the weightlifting. And I forgot this young lady's name, but she was from the Philippines. And yes, it wasn't an Australian, but it was a moment which you know the magnitude of what that means to not only yourself, but to her country. And I just thought it was, I don't remember what weight class she was in, but she is the clean and jerk and she needed this lift and she got it. And this, the pure adulation that she had, gave me goosebumps. It was just an amazing moment. And that really, is what the Olympic Games is about. We talk about it all the time. We see these magical moments and we say, that's what the Olympic Games is about. And I will say another moment was Patrick Tiernan,
yes,
in the 10K. I know Patrick personally and my heart broke for him, and just watching him fall to the track and leave it all out there. That's all you want from an athlete when they go to the Games. You might not win, but leave everything out on the track when you're there. That's what you, like, test yourself. He could have crossed the line, held back, dropped off with two laps to go. He knew he couldn't keep up with the pace. He stayed on him. He was there, lap to go. He wanted to see where his body could go. And he saw it. He was 100 metres short. You know, he was 100 metres short.
Three times down.
Bang, gets up bang, and still bang. Runs a personal best.
Incredible.
So it's amazing stuff.
I would have liked one of the backmarkers to have given him a hand. I mean,
yeah, that would have been nice, but I think they'll all die in themselves. I think they were in the same position as Patrick was. Like, mate, listen to me. I've got to get to the end myself, brother. I'll see you when you get there. You know,
I'd love to stop and pick you up, but I've only got enough to get myself 20 metres.
And the feedback, Matt, was that they said it was grueling out there. What we're not seeing on the television screen is in the swimming, it's undercover. Yeah. So the weather elements really don't play a part. But in the track and field, the weather is just stonking hot out there. So we can't really pick up on that on our screens. Mm. So a lot of the athletes I'm speaking to are saying, John, like Steve Solomon in the 400 said, John, yesterday, he goes, I couldn't even feel my body. It was just that hot and I couldn't really feel when I was running. So the elements are playing a factor, and not so much for the sprints, but the distance events, we're going to see them, especially when they've got to run rounds backing up each day.
The humidity is smashing them. This is Tokyo 2020 live on SEM with John Stephenson and Matt White here, taking you through day 10 of coverage thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied internet customers, and Xero, Xero online accounting to help you do business, but better. News update thanks to Monarch Painting. Visit monarchpainting.com.au. We are hoping that Sam Kerr is going to be good to go tonight in the women's football semi-final, Australia v Sweden. So a little bit of news around whether Sam's going to be fit for that semi-final against the Swedes, who will start favourite. By the way, Adam Peacock will host our pre-game coverage for that tonight alongside Young Matildas head coach Leah Blaney. And then, of course, we'll pick up the call, which is at 9 o'clock. So you won't miss a beat if you need to stay with us here on SEN as our coverage of Day 10 continues. On the temper text machine, how's this one? Stephen from Perth. Great to hear Steffo on the radio. WA champion who started a Bayswater Little Athletics Club and always has time.
All Blacks.
Always has time for the kids. Keep it up, champ. Stephen from Perth.
Good to hear from you, Steve. Yeah, I miss Perth. I really do. I it's hard because geographically the eastern states is easier for me to do what I do. But anytime I can get back home, it's hard with COVID. I can't get there. But, yeah, they were the good old days, Bayswater Little Athletics Club. I was Camboon was my club.
Yeah.
And the centre was Bayswater. So, yeah, miss it, mate.
What actually got you into athletics in the first place?
You need to...
How long have we got?
Oh, yeah. It's the weirdest story. It makes absolutely no sense.
Great.
But, no, yeah. You're like, great, let's do it. I really had a little kindergarten crush on a girl, and she was doing track. So I didn't look like a weirdo stalking her at the track, so I pretended to do athletics. And then as I was doing it, I saw a mate of mine that went to school, and I thought, you know, I wasn't that far from him, like, when we were in school. I reckon, yeah, I could beat him. So I came from the stands, and I ran a 400, and I just lost to him. And I thought, I don't even train. So then I started training in the park by myself, when the rest is history. I got the girl.
Yeah, thought, yeah, of course you did. At any stage. So I'm just trying to piece this together. Now, I can imagine that you're going, okay, I've got the eyes on the prize here.
Yeah.
Why the 400 then? Why don't you just go 100?
Because I realised I wasn't... I did the long jump for 6 weeks. I hurt my quad and then I jumped into a 400 because I knew... I don't know. I don't know why. I think because he ran the 400 and I thought he wasn't that good. And I ran a 400 in school at a school carnival, so I remembered I could run a 400.
Right.
And then I played rugby and I knew I could... kind of, you know, run, but I don't know. I didn't really think about doing the 100. It was stupid because when I look back, it was the worst event ever. It was the hardest one. I should have started the 100 or 200. I don't think I would have had the ability to go on with the 100.
But that was my point. But you were trying to get the girl, so you stuck with your strength. So
that's how you
got to
do
it. To you.
Yeah, where you win, you look better. Right?
Well done. Let's go further ahead down the track, the 800 metres, in fact. And Peter Boll is a great, great story. Came across from Sudan, now well and truly entrenched in Australian athletics. This is what he did last night, the 800 metres. He is now into the final.
Saruni trying to really wind up. Now Peter's got to hang on to a rock here. A rock's an informed run. He's got to hold Twal off if he can. And then the late challengers. Saruni comes to the outside. Bowles in second spot. Moves up alongside a rock. They're coming, Twal. Bowles there for the moment. Twal coming at him. Peter Boll, 1968, the last time we've had a finalist at the 800. Hang on, Peter, he's going to. He's into the final. He has won the semi-final in 144.11.
144.11, winning this.
Say that again, Matty. Oh, I was in tears last night watching it.
Yeah.
I know the kid personally. I spoke to him before the semi. We had a little FaceTime chat, and it played out exactly how we discussed. And his coach, Justin Rinaldi, has put so much work in his management, James Templeton. They've really, really backed these boys in, and he's worked so, so hard, young Peter. So it was so nice to see him go out there, execute. He's battled in a few championships before and believing in himself. So you get to it, and that happens to most junior athletes. You get there and you start to see all the stars of the sport, and you go, do I belong here? And then you find yourself into a semi-final, and then unfortunately it all falls apart for you. And you saw that with Rowan last night. You know, these things happen. It's elite running, and it's to make a final is in our sport. He's almost like winning a medal. So to see him not only make the final, he didn't scrape in, he controlled the race, he hung off the back of A-Rob, he picked his moment to make his move, he crossed the line pointing to the clock, letting the fans know, hey, I've got just a little bit left in me for the final. This kid's is a definite medal chance, and this should be headlines across Australia this morning on that we have a first opportunity to win a gold medal since 1968, where Ralph DeBell won the double gold. So it's an excellent opportunity for Australia, and this might be our only opportunity, not only to win a medal on the track, but to win a gold medal on the track, and it's by Peter Boll in the 800 metres.
Let's have a listen to Peter talking to Jason Richardson at 7 after his semi-final victory.
Man, it's a weird race, but I backed myself, and I put myself in the best position to qualify. So even if I didn't, I would have been happy with it, so it pays off.
And then it's interesting, the last 50 metres, you're holding some of the best 800 metre runners in the world. Bruce McAvaney says straight away, this young man can win the gold medal.
Oh man, that's a big call, but first thing is first, job's done today, but there's still a lot to go. We can't underestimate any of these runners. Top of the world, any day someone can come out and beat you, so gotta stay focused, stay humble, creating a lot of noise back home, and just gotta stay humble with that.
Certainly, and it's a great attitude, mate. We know that you'll get yourself set. So you debrief with Justin Rinaldi. What are the process going through to this final?
He said, don't make me cry today. And he also told me not to slow down. But man, winning, the feeling of winning is pretty great. I'll take winning over time any day.
It's an incredible story. We have really enjoyed the whole process. We're going to carry it with you. Good luck for the final. Cool down. Can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. 2 minutes. I'm taking everyone on the journey. My sister, she said she was so nervous. It's all over now. Just got to wait a few more days for it to go all over again. Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, so that'll be Wednesday night, the final. So when you FaceTime before that, what's the last bit of advice you'd be giving him?
Don't make me cry. Don't slow down. He did bloody both.
Oh, dear. Peter Boll, so winning the semi-final. Day 10 coverage continues. Tokyo 2020 live on SEN. John Seffertson with us on a big day of athletics at the Olympic Stadium. We'll kick it off soon with the women's 1,500 metres. Heats, three Aussies in action.